Welcome into a Monday. As the American electorate grows more diverse and as a rising generation of millennials begins supplanting formerly dominant baby boomers, two nations that live side by side are increasingly walling themselves off from each other. It's part of what demographers call the Great Sort. For example, nearly 59% of Americans live in counties that voted for Clinton or Trump by huge margins. This is part of a series by The Hill called Changing America. Here's reporter Reed Wilson. Reed, what have you found?
Almost 60% of America lives in a county that was decided by 20 points or more. So that essentially tells me that we're becoming a much more divided country politically, in that we're choosing to live more near people who think like us, who live like us, and who share the same values that we do. In contrast, the number of counties that gave Donald Trump more than 70% of the vote, 1,559, with the same number of counties that, or with the number of counties that gave George W. Bush 70% of the vote in 2000, it was only 546. Hillary Clinton got twice as many counties with 70% of the vote as Al Gore did that year, and that really tells me that we're sort of pulling apart geographically as a nation. As people decide where they want to move, they look for people who are like them, and that means people who vote like them politically, and that increasingly means that there are more and more counties that are effectively so overwhelmingly for one party or the other that your vote doesn't always matter.
Wow. You know, I've not heard this, you know, in my social circles, where somebody might say, I can't wait to move out of this county, or I chose to live here because of the politics. Like, where's this coming from?
Yeah, it's not necessarily because of the politics. People make their decisions about where to live largely based on cultural reasons. So you're more likely to live near somebody who looks like you and thinks like you and is probably of the same economic status as you are. And that means that you're probably living next to somebody who's voting like you, too. It's not as if we're saying, well, I'm going to move to a Democratic county or I'm going to move to a Republican county. But we're saying we want to move to a county or a place, an area, where people are like us, and that means political homogenization as well as cultural.
We're speaking with Reed Wilson, national correspondent at The Hill. He's written a piece entitled The County That Gave Clinton Only 5 Votes. This is part 9 in a series they've done on what's called Changing America. Anybody take a shot at why we're doing this or why this is happening?
Well, I think it's part of a larger trend here, and this is the trend that we've been getting at through the entire series. There are two contrasting sets of overarching trends that are happening in American culture and politics right now. One is, on one hand, you've got cities and metro areas that are doing amazingly well, contrasted with urban America, which has struggled to recover from the recession and is still struggling, and that's a sort of a large piece of it. Urban America and rural America are doing very differently as the recession has ended, and now the recovery is in what we're 7th or 8th year. On the other hand, you've got the rise of the most diverse generation in American history, the millennial generation, which is becoming an increasingly important factor within not only the electorate but also the workforce. It's currently the largest generation in the American workforce, contrasted with the political homogenization of the baby boomers, the older sets who are becoming more conservative as they age. And that is something that those sort of tugs and pulls are making us all want to live near people who are like us, and therefore sort of creating these big political divides.
Anybody saying that there's something wrong with this necessarily?
Well, that sort of depends on how, what you think of as wrong. One of the things that we're trying to get to in this series is why the political animus that we all feel is so incredible. The bottom line is, hardened partisans don't just see the other side as somebody to disagree with, but they increasingly see the other side as somebody who is out to do bad for the country, or out to get them personally. It's a much deeper feeling, and it's largely because the average Republican or the average Democrat doesn't have a lot of friends who are on the other side of the political aisle.
Thanks, Reed. Reed Wilson, reporter at The Hill.
Thanks for listening, and for more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.